want you to go back to Luke. I'm not going to Daniel tonight. Don't let your heart not be troubled. It's not because I'm not going there. It's because it is more, this chapter is a little more difficult. How many's ever had a difficult chapter you've studied in the Word of God? And I'm not going to rush through something and make a mistake. And I'm trying to get you a study page again, and I didn't quite get done. But to be quite honest with you, that boy's sermon and my sermon are interlocking tonight, because I'm going to just go on with his thought in a series that I was preaching. I told Allison, I said, I need to get some of this stuff finished, and I'm going to do one of them tonight. I'm preaching on something tonight, honestly. Let me say this, if you can grab a hold of it and you can accept it and you can practice it and you'll live by it, your whole life will change. By the way, I wouldn't want to study of a Bible if my life's not going to be changed from it. Somebody say amen. Yes. Thank God the Word of God will change your life.
Amen, sir.
And there's principles in the Word of God that if you take them, they'll change your life.
Amen.
And the one I was preaching on a few weeks ago, and I preached three different messages on it. Maybe I'll finish it tonight. Go back to Luke chapter number 5. I love this passage of scripture. You ever find yourself discouraged? You ever find yourself disappointed? Have you ever found yourself defeated? And the answer, if you're honest, yes. How can we be lifted from defeat? This chapter starts out with defeat, discouragement, disappointment. And I want you to know the reason Peter was discouraged and defeated and disappointed is because he was trying to do it himself without God. I wonder how many in this room tonight, you're in a deep hole spiritually. You're not where you used to be. There was a time that you wanted everything that God had for you, but you're not there tonight. You said, how did I get there? You try to do it yourself. Try to fix things yourself. And all of us, if we admit it, we try to be fixers. By the way, you can't fix anybody. I can't fix anybody, but I got a God can fix anybody.
Yes.
Amen.
Good preacher.
I want to go back to that principle, and I'll finish tonight. Lord willing, let's look at Luke 5 one more time. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood at the lake of Gennesaret, or the Sea of Galilee, same place, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into the one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're either going to be living in a drought, or you're going to be living in abundance with a drought. I asked you tonight, look at me. How many of you rather have a drought than being in a drought spiritually? How many ever rather be blessed and God moving in your life instead of a drought and dryness and misery? Somebody help me preach. And I wonder how many people in this room, you came in this church tonight, your life in the last few years has been a drought. You haven't seen spiritual victory. You haven't seen spiritual fruit. You've been discouraged by it. You said, what's the use? There is a use tonight. You need to come back to God and let God do something to you. Now let's go on. And Simon answered and said to the master, we've toiled all night and have taken nothing. Anybody here ever come up empty?
Amen, preacher. Yes, sir.
toiled all night and took nothing. But look at Simon's heart. Is this y'all's heart tonight? Look at Simon's heart. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. You know, I know I'm trying to read into him, and I kind of got how he was feeling. He said, nevertheless, what he probably said is, man, we done been fishing for a long time. We ain't catching nothing. We're coming up empty, and we've been doing it ourselves, and it is time for me to depend on somebody else. I'm going to depend on the one that can walk on the water. I'm going to depend on the one that can bring dead people out of the grave. I'm going to depend on the one that can bring sight to the blind. Somebody help me preach.
Yes, sir.
In essence, Simon said, for the first time in a long time, I'm dependent on God.
Amen.
You say it, I'll do it.
Amen.
And I know what's happening. We think that's just too simple anymore. You know what I think's happening in our independent fundamental churches? We've complicated too much. You was mentioning Joe Olson and all of his help books. Garbage.
Amen.
No, this goes back to one simple principle. You listen to God's word and you obey God's word. You listen to God's word and you take him at his word and you believe every word of the Bible and you believe in the promises of the Bible and you believe in the power of the Bible and you believe in the principles of the Bible. I feel some preach coming on. And God starts doing a work in you. Now, I'm not going to re-preach at all, but if you're here lost, I want you to hear this one thought. I've already covered it. I want to say this. You got to take his word about salvation. Let me boil it down. You're a sinner, and he's the Savior. And the only way to be saved is to trust his death, burial, resurrection. If you trust him tonight, take him at his word. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
We preached that already and I'm not going back over it. You ought to take him at his word about security. I am glad I learned about eternal security.
Amen.
Here's what I'm saying. The same God has saved you. If you take him at his word, he'll keep you. I am kept by the power of God. Boy, that's good there. I preached that a few weeks ago. We need to take at him at his word about sustaining us. Now, I want you to look at me. You're going to have to quit trying to manipulate everything. You listen to me. You cannot manipulate everybody. Somebody help me. They're going to have to come at a time in your life that, hey, you can't manipulate the next guy next door. Am I preaching? Going to have to come a time in your life you say, hey, I think I'm going to listen to what David said. I was young, and I'm now old. And I've never seen a righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. I'm either going to believe that or not believe that. And I'm still going to stand upon the word of God that God's going to supply our needs. Look at this great church, what God has done over the years. These last 41 that I've been with you. It ain't a John Smith thing. I ain't taking one bit of credit. But I want you to know one thing I did when I was a young boy of 27 years old. What I'm preaching tonight, I preached then. I took God at his word 41 years ago and said, God, here I am. A sink or swim, here I am. I'm following you and everything you see because of him, not me. But it starts with somebody saying, I'll take him on your word.
Amen.
I'll cover two things tonight and I'll be done. You need to take him at his word, number 4 or 5, whatever it is, about sanctification. Now, have you got your Bibles with you? Turn to John 15. Go to John chapter 15. Hurry. John 15. I'm going to wrap this up. John 15. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Did I say John 15? Look at verse 3. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Now ye are clean. What? Through the what? Word which I have what? Go to John 17. Hurry up. Go to John 17. John chapter number 17 and 17. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Sanctify them through thy what? Thy word is. Ladies and gentlemen, here's what sanctification means. It means to be set apart to holiness. Now look at me. It's a threefold thing. It's a three-tier thing. Number one, when I got saved, I was sanctified once and for all by the blood of Jesus. If you're here tonight and lost, can I tell you that your outer man not be saved? You can't save the outer man. You can't be good enough to save the outer man. But I want you to know you trust Christ as Savior. The inner man will be saved and completely saved and sealed to the day of redemption. And you're on your way to heaven. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. One time deal, boy. These people, these Armenian people that believe you're saved and lost and saved and lost, and they get baptized every time they get saved. The folks know them by first name. What a miserable way to live. I saved one time. And it happened on the inside. And he's still there. Woo! You say, I wasn't taught that in the church. I ain't talking about what you're talking, church. I'm talking about what the Word of God says. But oh, hold it. But not only, turn to Romans 6 real quick. Turn to Romans 6. Once you see this. Not only are you sanctified once for all, and that's from the penalty of sin, but I want you to look at Romans 6 and go down to verse number 14. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
See, not only am I I'm sanctified from the positionally, I am sanctified progressively. See, this outer man. How many of y'all agree with this? If you ever get it on the inside, it'll affect the outside.
Amen.
Y'all agree with that?
Amen.
And I want you to know something. These people said they got it on the inside and it's never affected their outside. I'm starting to doubt them. I ain't a judge. I can't tell if you're going to heaven or not, but I can tell you what happened to me. When it started on the inside, it wanted to jump out on the outside. Look at John 6:14. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Hallelujah. For you're not under the law, but under grace.
Amen.
Woo. Now listen, what then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servant ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. Look at me. Look at me. Let me just show you how this works. You hear God's word. Now there's some of you in this room already know more Bible than you live. Come on now. Let's quit playing with God. We already know more than we live now. Here's how it works. You hear God's word, whether you like it or not. And it may jump all over your feet, but I want you to know the preacher's not looking for your feet. He's looking for your heart.
Amen.
And here's what happens. Kim, you hear the word, right? Then you've got a choice. I'm going to yield to that word, or I'm going to yield to my flesh. I'm going to yield to the Spirit. or I'm going to yield to the flesh. Now let me illustrate this by the first work of sanctification after I was saved that I knew about. Okay? Now there was stuff that happened, I'm sure, that I didn't know about. But I had a terrible habit, Jeff. I mean, it wasn't cussing, and I got rid of that. When I got saved, 75% of my vocabulary I had to learn over. But there were still some things from this old flesh I had. Let me show you the first thing that happened to me. I wasn't saved 2 weeks, Joe, and this happened. Herman Haynes got up to preach, one of my heroes, the weeping prophet, I call him. And he was preaching out of the Beatitudes. Now, I know there's a group out there. You remember what I was telling you about the danger the other day with the subject you and I was talking about? You know why it's so dangerous? That group we was talking about only believe in the epistles. And that's the only thing you hold to. Don't hold to the Gospels. Don't hold to any Old Testament. Are y'all with me? I want you to know something. Before the New Testament was written, he said all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Amen. Oh, yes. And don't tell me you can't get something out of Proverbs. When you, the reason you don't like Proverbs, you still like to drink. You say, that's Old Testament. No, that's the Bible.
Amen.
And I know that group says you really can't pay no attention to the epistles. What or the Gospels? What? Sermon on the Mount's one of the greatest teaching lessons of all in all the Bible. One day I had my Bible open, and the preacher started preaching. And I'd done this sin that day. I was at work, and I had a silly lady that she works for us that was an absolute dingbat. How many's ever met a dingbat? I mean, absolute dingbat. And here's what she said to me. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. She said, I hear you got saved, or whatever y'all call it. She said, you do know there's three heavens. I said, yeah, I heard that the other day. There's the atmosphere and the planets and third heaven. No, that's not what I'm talking about. There's a heaven for white people, a heaven for black people. And and I got to tell you all this, Jeremy. It came out of my mouth. I said, you're the stupidest fool I ever met in my life. Now, I ain't been saved but 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. At least give me a break. Some of y'all still do that junk. I said, you're a fool, woman. Felt good, too, saying it. I'm going to tell you what happened. I come to church, and I sat about this row. I'm sitting right here, and Herman Haynes said, let me preach out Matthew. Let me give you this. It just come to me today. I thought I'd just share it. I don't even know why I'm sharing it. And I thought, if you don't know why you're sharing it, why are you sharing it? Then he said, whosoever shall call a man a fool is in danger of hell fire. You said, what happened right there and then? Fool went out of my vocabulary. You said, have you changed the word? I said, yeah, idiots and morons and dingbats. Pretty boys. But see how it works? Do you see how it worked for me, Lois? The word came. Here's what we do, though. Oh, that's for that other. You said you're preaching. That's for that other guy. No. I knew who that was for. It was for John Smith, a young Christian of 2 weeks. And I got a little bit more progressively sanctified, because that has never happened to me again, because the Word of God cleansed me of that. Amen. That's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it works in your life. You're sanctified through thy truth, for thy word is truth.
Amen.
But here's the problem. So y'all hear some preaching, and don't, you know, I had somebody come up to me, and they said, why so many people getting in sin, adultery, and all that stuff, on how you preach on that stuff, and all the wickedness they do, and you know what I mean? Well, I said, simple. They're pushing away. They're pushing it away. They're not yielding to it. Why not just take him at his word? You want to have a happy life? You want to be really blessed? Take him at his word. And yield to him. Now, I'll tell you what we do. Oh, I got this. And I want you to know, over about 46 years of being saved, I could probably list 7, 8, 9 times I said, I got this. And I didn't have that. And I had to learn the hard way instead of simple obedience. Instead of just saying, God, you're right and I'm wrong. Why don't some of us tonight just say, God, you're right and I'm wrong? Is that so hard to do? Because he is always right.
Amen.
I'm not talking about how you receive me. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a voice. But I'm preaching this King James Bible, this inspired word of God, and what you do with it's up to you. But I'd say for your health and for your goodness and for your abundance, I say accept God's word and obey God's word and do right.
Amen.
Would you not think that's the secret of all Christianity?
Mm-hmm.
Is just trusting God's word.
Amen.
Faith. Is there anything larger than faith? If you're here lost today, the only way to go to heaven is trust in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You're here and saved today, the only way to be happy and abundant and have a great life is just trust him. Oh, don't you sing it? Maybe you'll sing it when we do the altar call in a moment. Just trust and obey. There is no other way to find happiness in Jesus but to trust and obey. I'm almost done. How much sorrow have we brought on ourselves? Really? I'm not after y'all. I'm just talking. How much sorrow have I brought on myself by I think this is in your Bible. The Bible says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers your only, deceiving your own self. And I'm afraid this has happened, right? We've got a lot of Christians that have allowed the devil and their flesh to deceive them. You be a doer of the word. When I got saved, I want to tell you, I wanted to get at it. When I got saved, Bill Lamont taught me about tithing, and I want you to know, I started tithing. You said, well, that's Old Testament. You don't know what you're talking about. That's New Testament also. Upon the first day of the week, lay in store. Remember, they went to the storehouse in the Old Testament. Israel was the storehouse. The church is the storehouse in the New Testament, and we lay in store. I just believe that. And I've learned I can operate a lot better on 90 than I can 100. And when I give my love gift, I don't give anything until I do that. And I just yielded to that. Bill Lamont, he told me, he showed me in the Bible, he said, that's what you're supposed to do after you get saved. I said, okay. Been doing it ever since. And you know, God's blessed me. God's helped me. Third part of sanctification. Now, get this. Notice this good point. When I say we're progressive being sanctified, you're not going to eradicate sin out of your flesh. You're just going to be able with the inner man to overcome the flesh. But I want to give you a third part of sanctification. I won't be satisfied till I see him in his likeness. One of these days, it's old robe of failure. Somebody help me, brother. Sherry, help me. This old robe of failure is going to be changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, and we will experience the third phase of sanctification because our body will be sanctified holy. And the devil will never succeed in making me fail again. And the devil will never have another opportunity because I'll be like Jesus. We're done. I wonder how many tonight have seen things in your life would be a lot better if you just took God at his word. Stand with me. Heads bowed and eyes closed. No one looking around. Well, as you're praying in your spirit, I wonder right now, how many in this room know you're saved? If you know you're saved, raise your hand. If you don't know it, don't raise them. Amen. How many in this room couldn't raise your hands, but you know you're a sinner? And you know if you died, you'd go to hell? And you don't want to go to hell? And you believe that Jesus died and was buried and rose again, and you'd like to go to heaven? How many right now that couldn't raise your hand want to be saved before you die and go to hell? And you want to know Jesus? Slip up your hand, I'll pray for you. Anybody not saved, just slip it up and say, pray for me. This won't save you, and I'm not going to pressure you. I just want to pray for you. Anybody here without Christ wants me to pray for them. Preacher, how many Christians right now raise your hand and say, preacher, I'd probably be a whole lot better off if I had been obeying God's word instead of having a little bit of a rebellious spirit in me. Preacher, I tried to do it myself, and I failed. How many Christians have found yourself doing that and you want victory tonight? Raise your hand. Just sip it up and say, pray for me. Amen. Amen. I'd like for you to come forward, every one of you. If you're here unsaved, come and let me take a Bible and show you how to be saved. Our Father, thank you for your word tonight. I'm just going to take you at your word. Just a little simple thought, just a little simple truth. Thank you for Josh. And he talked about the same thing, obedience. And God help us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you coming? Christian, are you coming? Unsaved man, unsaved lady, you're here without Christ on your way to hell. Sip out of your seat. Let's take a Bible and show you how to do it.
Just to rest upon his promise.
Jesus,
how I trust
him. Call the name of the Lord.
How I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him more.
Thank you tonight. Let me dismiss this. Our Father, thank you for your word. And I'm just going to take you at your word. I have found out when I've done that, more joy and more happiness has been in my life than ever. But when I don't follow your principles, I get disappointed, discouraged, and defeated. And God, I want to be the best I can be. In Jesus' name, amen.